Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I wish I had teachers like this, because if I did, I'd have more fun in school. We're talking to half the cast and creators of this wonderful show called Teachers on TV Land on Spied On next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That's right. You guys do have fun. Looks like you guys have a blast on their show. Oh my goodness. Even with that bear, that episode of the bear. I got to talk about that too, about the bear. Hi, welcome to Spotlight On. I'm James Law Jr., your host. That's right. And I have this show that I love so much that I'm so sad. I am sad that it's going off the air. Oh my goodness. It's the final season of Teachers on TV Land. If you're not watching the show, there's something wrong with you. Watch it. Watch it. The final season starts airing soon, and we're going to talk to some of the people who created it and are on the show and write for the show. And two of the guests were here before, and I fawned all over them last time because I just love their characters so much. Sitting next to me, we're matching. So you guys who are on iTunes can't see us. Go to YouTube and look at us so you can see how great we look, right?
We look really
good. Of course. She plays Miss Snap, of course, on the show, which is so absurd on the show. It's so hilarious. Miss Katie Culleton.
Ah, thank you for having me.
They're like, my pleasure. And of course, across, I fawned on her last time too, across. She's another Katie. Miss Katie O'Brien.
Hi.
Miss Mary Louise, of course.
Good to see ya.
I love it. And for the first time on the show, I'm so funny. Now I've met 4 out of the 5. I still haven't met one.
Who haven't you met?
I'll tell you in a second. Okay. But she plays Miss Cannon, and it's just so funny on the show also, Miss Caitlin Barlow.
Thank you. Hello.
I want to give a shout out to Catherine Renee Thomas, who was on last time with you guys.
Oh, yes.
Love her. But I haven't met, oh my God.
Kate Lambert.
And Kate Lambert.
We keep her in a closet.
Yeah, she's not allowed to come out.
Because she's so hilarious, though. I mean, she's like really, really hilarious on this show.
She's really funny, yeah.
It's like, I want to meet her one day. Come on, Kate. Let's talk one day.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Kate.
Come on, Kate.
Come on, Kate.
Get on the show, Kate.
Yes. So you can follow all of these. We have a bunch of programs that we do on this network, of course. And this is on AfterBuzz TV. You can go on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube. We're there. The interview with these two are on that same thing. You can find it there also. Okay, first, Caitlin.
Yeah. Because
I didn't have you last time.
I know.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so you actually, of all the teachers, you were a teacher.
I was. I taught 4th grade in Chicago Public Schools.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you must have thought, well, okay, there's a lot of stuff mined in this because you're a teacher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, it's really like an absurd job that you can mine for comedy gold. You're paid very low wages and a super high stress, low respect profession.
Yes, yes.
It's a perfect formula for comedy.
And it sets you up for Hollywood, too.
Right? Yeah, right? Definitely. I mean, definitely. You know, being a producer is not that different from being a 4th grade teacher.
Okay, hello. What's funny is because, I mean, the kids on the show are hilarious, too. So before I get into how you and Katie, you guys wrote the web series, right? First,
yes.
You two. So before we get into that.
No, all of us did.
All of you guys did? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Are the kids in the room when you guys say some of the lines that you say? I mean, what is that? I mean, they're not bad or anything, but their lines are so funny. Kids are so good at the reactions. Is it just you guys are in the same room when you film? They are there?
Yeah, I mean, some stuff we shoot our side and take them out.
Okay.
But for the most part, we say all the inappropriate things in front of small children.
I love it. And their reactions are so good, too.
Yeah.
They're so good.
No, well, and that's why we love the show so much, is like you can't write comedy as good as a kid is going to respond to something. You know, like they're so honest. They don't know yet to like be quiet or respectful.
Oh, interesting. I guess, yeah, writing for kids, yes.
Yeah. They don't know about social etiquette and things like that, so they just say what they think and react how they think. And I think that's a lot of why the show is so funny.
Oh, no, they're just, I mean, even your guest stars, but the kids especially, some of the reactions are just so...
They're so good. There actually was one kid, we quote this kid all the time. It was in between filming, and Katie kept breaking at this one line and kept laughing, and she goes, okay, I'm a businesswoman, I'm a professional, like, get it together. And we just heard this kid in the classroom go, she's a businesswoman! Like, the blue! So brilliant.
So, God, I could not get it. Yeah, it's so funny. It's like, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Now, okay, so Caitlin, so how's it been for you these last, this whole journey? I mean, for you, I mean, it's from web series to actually to a TV show to writing, producing, starring. I mean, how's it been for you?
Oh my God. I mean, it just, so surprising, yeah. Because I just thought I was going to be a teacher in Chicago for the rest of my life. And I did comedy at night for fun.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, it wasn't what I expected my life to be, right. But you know, like I really have accepted that I'm on a journey, and I'm so grateful for all, you know, having all these different experiences and like finding sides to myself I didn't know I had. Like I didn't know I could write television, and I did. And
yeah, you did. Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a wild ride.
What's funny is, I mean, somebody said to me the other day, I wonder how these women work together and blah blah. So I want to say out loud to everybody. Let's get away from that question. Yeah. So can you tell everybody, women can work together?
Yes. Women can work together.
Hello.
We are people.
You're a person? That's crazy. I mean, people. They never say it to men. Say it to men in a writing room. How do men work together? They never say that,
it's
right?
It's so sexist. We get that question all the time. Just stop. If you ever want to ask that question again, just don't. Check yourself. It's really sexist. We did it. So.
Yes, hello. Wow. So, Katie, how do women work together today?
they don't. They shouldn't.
Women should work together at all. It's crazy. No, but I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you guys really are one of the few TV shows anywhere where it's lead are women, multiple women, and you guys are producing and writing it, and I mean, it's you guys.
Yeah, we're really proud of it. You know, our writer's room this season was 11 people, 9 of which were women.
Wow.
And it was so fun. It means you can tell different stories, you know? Yeah. There are stories that I think everyone can laugh at, but there's a lot of stories that are kind of told from the male point of view. Yeah. This season, the episode that just recently aired, my character, Miss Snap, freezes her eggs.
Yes,
and, you know,
yes.
I haven't seen that on TV a lot, but it is something that women nowadays are considering and is an option. Mm. And, yeah, it's like, why wouldn't you tell a story like that? But I just think if you don't have a writer's room full of women, you're not going to think of it. Yeah.
I feel like your show is very female, and I mean that in the best possible way. Like it's a comedy that hits, anybody can watch it and relate to it. But it's also the topics are female, the situations are female. You could be you're being silly in some situations, but it's still very female. Am I right to assume kind of feel that way? It feels very
women. It is. I feel like we really tried to make it that way. And you know, it's funny. Like I feel like the cool thing about the show is it's very very female, but we're also very raunchy and blue, and so it is very, it caters to, like, I feel like men, not that men are raunchy or blue,
but
I feel like there are cool things about the show that I feel like everybody watching it can relate to it in some way.
I agree. No, I agree. And that's what I was saying. But it's based really, and it's not like you trying to be male and be funny.
No.
You're being very female. The topic, you said, topics are very female, and the women are leads are female. It feels authentic. Like, it's just being like, we're just telling, we're doing comedy.
Yeah,
we happen to be women who are doing comedy.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's very us. It's very much our, we always say, like, when all of us get together, it creates, like, another voice, and it's very much our voice.
Now, if you guys out there are first seeing them, they're part of a troupe called the Katydids. All their names are versions of Kate, correct? That's how it started? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love that so much. Can you guys explain, if nobody's watched, kind of how you got, the five of you got together with all these names that are kind of variations of Kate and Catherine and Katie and all that.
Yeah, well, it started 10 years ago in Chicago, and I just randomly kept meeting all these really funny women named Kate or Katie.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, and so it's just sort of as a joke. I was like, oh, we should do an improv show together. We all have the same name. Ha, 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 ha.
And that's how it went exactly.
Yeah. we applied for a show called Radical Concept. And we got denied because I guess it wasn't radical enough that we were all named Katie or Kate.
It's actually not very radical. Not at all.
But we're like, well, let's just do an improv show together anyway. Some improv comedy. And then we just really clicked and had great chemistry and... One thing kind of led to another.
To me, that's amazing, though. Can you go ahead, Jeff, and show the picture of the five of them? It's just amazing that you guys all have this thing, and it worked. It gelled together. I mean, it is a very unique concept.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it actually worked.
I think part of why it worked is, well, there are a couple of things, is that I think we all loved comedy, but I think we all have completely different comedic voices. Like, everyone has a different style. And so, but that can cause a lot of conflict.
Yeah, right.
And why it doesn't cause conflict is I think there's a lot of respect and trust of, like, we are friends. And you respect that that might not be what I would write, but if you write it, I love you and trust you, so great, let's put it on the show.
I was going to ask, I'm glad you do my job for me. I was going to ask you that. there must be a big component of trust among the five of you when you are writing, because I know you guys write not just for yourselves, you write for the other people in your troupe.
Yeah.
So there must be a lot of trust.
Yeah, one of the coolest things I feel like, too, about the show and our group is, like, a lot of us write for each other. Like, we rarely... Some of us write for our characters, but I would say for the most part, everybody writes for another character on the show. Mm-hmm. And like Katie said, like, we all have different sensibilities, but at the end of the day, like, even if in the room there have been times where I've fundamentally disagreed with something and been like, I don't think this is funny at all, I don't get it, but I know because I trust these women so much that it's quality and it's good.
Yeah.
So even if I don't personally vibe with it, I know that once it's put out there, it will be amazing and be a home run.
There's like a safety in that, like, most of the time you're like, I think this is funny or not funny, and you assume you're right.
Right.
But there's kind of a safety in when you lose in, you know, in the group of voting that it's like, well, I don't feel upset about it because I love them and I know they're funny. So if they say it's funny, I probably am wrong.
Right.
I don't know.
Now, Edward Sanchez Productions says, I love Teacher so much. Luke Hart says, Teacher's the best comedy show of this decade, and Miss Snap is the best comedy character. Fantastic show.
Hello,
should
Luke.
Not be ending soon.
Luke, hello, wow. Luke. Thank you.
Now, I know it's for you, like, great. Like, oh my God, let's get the other two. They're hilarious. I love them. Okay, so now Doug Bellevue, hopefully I'm saying your name correct. Who is, for each of you guys, who's your favorite character to write for? I'll say this season. I'm going to add a little thing like this season. Because I know every season it changes.
It changes. This season, I love writing for all the characters. This season, I really enjoyed writing for Mrs. Adler.
Oh my God.
Because I had a baby at the start of the third season.
Yes. Right.
And so, really, it was really rewarding to be able to, like, sort of, like, channel the things I was experiencing with the postpartum period through Mrs. Adler.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
and, like, try to, like, make it funny.
It's been funny. It's really been depressing. You did it. You know, it's been funny.
Oh,
it's been funny.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe Watson and Toby. I really love writing for them. I mean, Watson, but I don't know. It's a testament to both of them, Kate Lambert and Tim Bagley, who plays her love interest.
Isn't he like the fifth teacher, so to speak? I mean, like,
he's
good.
Like, anything you write for them, they'll make funny. Like, and so it's very easy to brainstorm and write plots for them because there's just this pressure of it can be bad and it'll still be funny. So it's exciting to be like, oh no, let's find something great and it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's so good. I think for mine might have been Miss Cannon. There was a plot that is coming out this season, you'll see, about her teaching art to special ed. And it's a really cool, just like, where she learns more from the kids. And it's kind of like a Queer Eye. They do a makeover on Miss Cannon. And it's a really cool story. And so I really liked writing for her this season. I feel like you see different sides to Miss Cannon this season. She goes after different goals. And I don't know. I thought I really liked writing for her.
For a comedy show, I mean, your characters all have evolved.
Yeah.
From the first season. I mean, you guys really have evolved. You don't see that much on comedy shows all the time. But you guys really have evolved.
Well, I think we intentionally did that because we want to always stay ahead of the audience. You know, you got to show each season, you kind of got to show a new side, put the characters in a situation they've never been before. Mm. So it is, now that we've done 50 episodes.
I know, that's crazy.
It's a lot of episodes.
That is a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
To write, produce, star in, act in.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's
just amazing. It's all, I'm sure. You're like, and we're tired.
We're tired.
We are tired. Lots of makeup. We're going to go.
Makeup,
coffee, whatever. We're good.
So much eyeshadow.
But, so, I mean, okay, so, like, Tim, he's been on the show since the beginning. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he was a great, like, we knew him from Will and Grace, of course, and a few other things he's done. But I feel like this show really showcased him more than, you know, Will and Grace.
He's honestly brilliant. And the interesting thing about Tim is he's not who we had in mind at all for that character.
That's so funny.
Like, we didn't really flesh out the principal character, but our showrunner Ian Roberts had been reading the character, and Ian was kind of reading him as this very stern and very manly man. And so I think in our head we had always kind of imagined him being like that. And then Tim came in to audition and just took a totally different twist on it, we just could not get him out of our heads.
Right.
He's honestly unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, but that's the whole thing about being present and being open to the process. You have somebody in mind that wasn't, and this person comes in and actually changes your mind.
Yeah.
And it works for the show. And it works for the show this whole time.
So well. Yeah.
It's better for the show. Yeah. You know, because it's not what you were expecting.
Yeah, definitely. Let's show one of the clips from the new season. And I watched it when I was at home, so let's go ahead and...
Fresh off watching G.I. Jane?
No. Gross. I hate when actresses go bald for a role. It's like, we get it. You have a perfect skull. No, a bunch of girls from my bomb-ass femme book club asked me to lead their Wilderness Gals troupe. And as you know, I'm all about empowering and supporting women. Also, your foundation line is visible. You look stupid. Oh! Why are you doing that?
I have a clogged milk duct.
Ew.
Ew, doesn't even begin to cover it. My jug is gonna ache like a son of a bitch until I can massage it out. Oh, I'm so sorry I couldn't put a bra on.
I thought they were hanging low.
I'm exhausted. Hagatha's colicky, so she's not sleeping through the night. Work was supposed to be a vacation, but instead, it's like I have two jobs that severely underpay.
Why don't you hire a night nurse?
No. I feel guilty enough as it is leaving her during the day. I'm not gonna have someone else take care of her at night.
There's no shame in accepting help, Dad.
I said no. I'd rather my postpartum hair loss keep going till I'm full bald.
She doesn't have the skull for it.
I mean, that dialogue is so loaded. I mean, everybody has a great line in it. It's hilarious. Oh, my God. I can't stop laughing.
Oh, thank you.
That's just, oh, my God, so funny. Luke wants to know, why does Blake look nothing like Hot Dad?
That was on purpose.
Okay, well, okay.
When we first cast Trevor as Blake, we just thought it was really funny that this really, really good-looking man just, that his son looked nothing like him. And so, Trevor was just a really good actor.
Yeah, he's good.
He's so great in the role. And so I think we didn't care. And we were just like, well, his mom probably is a redhead. And so we just were kind of like, eh, Trevor's so great. Ryan's so great. Who cares?
I love it.
And then we also, like, as this show went on, I mean, Trevor, like, grew into
a man.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be in grade school. And he does not look like he's supposed to be in grade school. But he was so good that we didn't want to recast him. And we thought it was funny. We were like, oh, it's so funny that he looks old and is still. Yeah.
He's in, we have him in third grade, and he's taller than Kitty O'Brien.
He's, he's 14 years old. He's a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
See, that's comedy gold right there.
Yeah. And he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Like, he's good. Again, good kids. I mean, he's good. That's somebody. I know. I'm glad you laughed at Luke, because I was thinking the same thing. Like, he looks nothing like. I mean,
yeah.
Because we like Hot Dad.
Yeah, so he's great. Hot Dad. Yeah.
We love Hot Dad.
Yeah. He's very funny. He's so good at that role.
Yeah, he is good. Yeah. So again, you cast really good supporting cast. I mean, you've been very fortunate in that way.
Yes.
So what's it like in the writers' room? So it's the women, but you have a couple of men in the writers' room too. So so how's that work out, the dynamic work? Because usually it's the opposite. It's mostly men. Less women.
We make sure it's a very oppressive environment.
Very
for
good,
them.
Girl. That's right, girl.
And sexually harassed.
We are, yes. Uh-huh. It's, the tables have turned.
As you should. It's your turn. Me too now.
Our turn. Yes. No, we've had a couple really great men. Our showrunners were men.
Yeah.
And they've been amazing. I mean, it's really been cool to do, like Katie said, stories that they weren't familiar with and kind of educating them to be like, no, this is important to women. And by no fault of their own, it just isn't their experience since they couldn't relate to it. So I feel like that was a really cool thing in the room to be like, no, we should write about this.
Yeah.
And it is important, you know, I'm all female all day, but it is important to have the male point of view. It was good to have them in. Because also it just tells you the amount of things they didn't know that we were talking about. Yeah. So it reminds you the audience might not know. So we need to make sure we're super clear in what we're saying.
Okay.
And, you know. Yeah, Ian didn't know what a diva cup was, so
yeah,
that was a fun day in the room.
Yeah. I love
you
it.
Know,
yeah,
I know. It's good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know. Do you guys? I mean, it's the final season, folks.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, so and you haven't filmed the final episode yet, have you?
Yeah.
No, we have. It's all done. It's all done.
So how did you feel? Was there tears? Was there joy? What went on?
We didn't actually know it was the final. But I mean, I think we always kind of knew this season. We have, I will say, this is a really great 10 because we have every character kind of go try on something new and push themselves to a new experience. So by the end of this 10, you really have each character in a different situation than they started.
Okay,
and so it would be very hard to write another 10 because it'd be like, where do we go from here?
Okay.
Because you can't have them change, but we've now put them in completely new situations. So we were very aware it could be, Yeah, we didn't find out, but it's always lovely. I mean, it's always bittersweet, like, yeah. You know, that we love the show. Yeah. It is like we consider ourselves family now. Yeah,
definitely.
But the hours are insane.
I'm sure.
So it's always bittersweet at the end.
Yeah. We did have this cool moment in the editing bay, though, where we were finishing the final episode and editing it, and we had found out, and everybody was kind of like, oh, gosh, this is so sad. But then we were watching the final episode, and we were all there together, and it was very emotional of like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, this, we've been together as a group for 10 years.
Wow.
And we've been working on the show for
four or five at this point.
And so it was kind of crazy to be sitting there to be like, oh, my gosh, we never in a million years, 10 years ago, thought that we would all be in Los Angeles in an editing bay editing the final 50th episode. Yeah. So it was cool.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's a great just thing for girls, little girls, women out there, young women who think they want to get into this business, that this is possible.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, absolutely. It's like a show like this is possible. Not even just that, but a show like this is possible.
Absolutely.
So go on, you guys did that.
Yeah.
You should be very proud.
Thank you. We were really fortunate to have really great cheerleaders that stood by the show no matter what. Like our agent early on, Alec Botnick, Brad Gardner, our TV executive at TV Land. Like we had people really champion us when everybody else was like, I don't get it. I don't think they've never written for television before.
Right, sure.
So we had really a good support system.
I mean, let's talk about that for a second, because this is something, you know, I always say Hollywood's set up to make you fail. They don't they always these obstacles that come up ahead of you, and they're like, you can't make it, so you gotta stick in it. So the fact that you guys were not from Hollywood, like specifically, and you hadn't written for television, and you go on a cable show, a cable network type, I mean, like, you guys overcame a lot of odds just to put a show on.
It was inspiring. Bad,
okay. Okay. Thank you.
I really don't know what happened.
Right.
But here we are.
Yeah.
No, it was like we just had to trust that we know what's funny. That's what it just kept coming back to. Because I remember when we got the pilot, we were all like, so who knows how to write a pilot? I had taken one class and kept pulling out my worksheets and being like, well, according to this class.
We all had to buy Final Draft.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Oh, how funny. Draft. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But see, again, you're telling him it can be done.
Yeah.
That's the point. It's like nowadays you can do it. You guys came in at a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, 10, 15 years ago, probably couldn't have done this. But now they got technology and stuff that's out now. You can get Final Draft and pull up and put things into and like and build a pilot or whatever. I mean,
I think it was a good timing because it was right on the heels of Broad City, which has been a web series. So I think that it was like, it was a time when studios were open to, you know, sourcing content from web series. Yeah. So I think that, you know, timing, of course, is.
You're right, because, I mean, web series, I mean, for a while, it was just on YouTube, that was it. Now they're getting into all the Hulus and Netflixes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So and regular TV, yeah.
Yeah, we hit it at just the right time where there weren't that many web series,
but
there was enough where it was like people were paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys should just be really proud of the work that you've done.
Thank you.
Because it's more than just like a regular comedy show. It's like just that what you guys represent and just being who you are and being women and just showing people that, you know, you can come from somewhere else and if you believe something hard enough and work hard at it, you can get it.
No, and that's part of why we started doing the web series is that, you know, we are all women who love comedy and just there are only kind of a couple roles for women in comedy.
There's sure kind of a
stereotype.
Right?
So it's cool. We were able to write our own characters and I'm really proud of these characters because they're all unique and different and you haven't seen, well, you might have seen something similar. You haven't seen this exact person on TV and it's so empowering but also fun to be able to be like, well, I might not be able to audition for a role like this, but I can write it.
Well, you know, the thing is you're not just the girlfriend of the lead or the best sassy best friend of the lead. Like, you are the lead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you're... Why do you think they have a hard time with women being funny? What is that about?
I think they don't know... Well, I think this is changing, but we've had a lot of conversations about this, and, like, I feel like when I was coming up in Chicago, like, I realized that, like, all these really funny women that I looked up to, like, had written their own material. And so, like, I can think of very, very few very funny comedians. But otherwise, it's like Lena Dunham, Mindy Kaling, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Amy Schumer.
Hello.
I mean, they've all written their own material, written their own shows.
Right.
And so I feel like for a long time, men were writing and men were at the helm of what was being written. So you just had these very in-the-box characters. And I do feel like it's changing now that more women are being in writers' rooms, more women are creating content. And so you're getting more of a variety. But I think for a long time, it was just a product of not having access.
It's just so weird because I always think back to, like, I Love Lucy. Because yes. obviously she was very involved. Lucille Ball was very involved. It was her and Desi together. And then it's like 40 years later, then you finally got somebody come. I'm like, why do you wait so long for women?
I know.
Like, right. Why so long?
Or Carol Burnett. There's pockets of people that were very involved.
Yes, yes.
And Joan Rivers. I mean, yes. like, but otherwise, it just everybody was at the mercy of just what was being written.
Right. And it's like, you guys, Insecure, which I love. They have a lot of, you know, Issa Rae is doing great work there. I mean, it's like, it's a very few, I mean, it's like, come on, women are funny. Actually, I like women better than men sometimes in comedy.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I always think, they hold women in different kind of standard, don't they? Mm-hmm. For TV and out in public, so to speak, don't
they? Well, they do. I think there was just a long time where it's like women were to play the role of like the sex object and that it's like, well, if you're pretty, you can't be funny. And that's like an insane thing to say. Or just even like you can't play the, it will be less funny if a woman dresses like a man or a slob. And it's like, none of that is true. I just don't know. It was just out there forever and people believed it. And now it's starting. Finally. I think now people are realizing that's ridiculous.
Yeah, finally. Like you said, when girls and I was like, finally.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like they're fighting Sex and the City. I mean, finally, yes, like I said, you're like, right, it's like pockets over the years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where actually women were behind the camera, behind the scenes, writing, and in front.
Yeah.
Like it's just, to me, it's just insane that that didn't happen sooner. Those men. My brethren, the men, come on.
Men, it's crazy. Men holding us down.
Trying to hold you down. The man literally trying to hold you guys down. So let's go ahead and show one more clip from this. This is another funny clip, too.
I'd be really dumb for a second. Of course. Chelsea's dumb all the time, and that never stops her from talking. Cecilia's been really helpful, but she keeps singing to Agatha that she loves her more than anyone else in the world and calling her my baby. It's kind of creeping me out.
Oh, that's totally normal. My au pair used to call me ma petite enfant.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry. When I was at the mall with Chelsea, I told three different babies I'd eat them right up, but I'd never eat a baby.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm just so tired. It's hard to tell what's real anymore.
Hey! I've been thinking about Hag all day. Can't wait to see my baby tonight. I got her a new passy.
I watch a lot of Lifetime movies. Never let a woman in a caftan take a power position in your home. They'll end up sleeping with your husband, nursing your baby, and killing you.
That music. Oh my God, it's hilarious. I love how you come into the frame. That's hilarious.
I love how that shot.
That shot is beautiful. Yeah, that's comedy genius right there. Comedy is just beautiful. Oh my God, it's so hilarious. I want to do a little cheers to you guys because I think this was a great run. Congratulations. You should be very proud. And as I said, I love this show just so much.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, here we go. This is for real, folks.
I know. I've been drinking it the whole interview.
Yeah, it's like, it's fine. I'm fine. I took too long to get to it.
By the end of the interview, we're all wasted. Being like, feeling about
you
know,
teachers. Women. It's crazy. I love this show so much. So it's wonderful to know, do you think the Cadence will do anything else TV-wise? Or maybe a movie? Or maybe...
I think right now we're all craving a little bit of a break.
Oh, I don't blame you. Oh, my God. For 17 hours and everything.
I don't mean that in a bad way. Right. I just think everybody creatively is tapped out. And so I think everybody's going to go their separate ways for a bit. But I think for sure we'll all come back. I think we're family. And so it's kind of like everybody, you know, spread their wings and then we'll come back. And
you have to.
We've always been, I think that's one of the reasons we've done so well as a group, because we've always been supportive of each other. Having like other projects and doing your thing.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I always feel like if you have other projects, it actually can add to the group dynamic.
Yeah.
Go out, experience some stuff, do some stuff, and you can bring it back together and you can be more enriched with the group, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like no competition or anything. It's not that kind of weird crap. No. It's like, it's just for real. It's all for us to enrich ourselves and come back together and be stronger.
As Beyonce says, we all have our throne.
I love that. Yes, babe. Thank you. Something like that. Right? Yeah. She's something,
actually,
you know.
That wasn't Beyonce at all.
No, that was.
It's just Caitlin Barlow.
So, don't fact check that. Please don't fact check that at all. It sounds like something she would say.
Yeah.
Right? Why not?
Sounds like, yes, Beyonce.
It's more eloquent, I think.
Whatever.
It was Conan O'Brien. Somebody said it. So the show is coming back on. It's gonna be, I mean, it's on, but it's gonna be, you know, the final 10 episodes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And do that. So, do you guys do viewing parties? Do you go on Twitter and do that kind of stuff, or do you guys like watch and do you watch when they're on?
We do a little live tweeting. We don't do viewing parties together anymore. Yeah. We used to, although we are gonna do it for the final, and then I think maybe one other. We're gonna get all our department heads and.
Yeah.
Because we really, this is so cheesy, but we really love our crew and we really love each other. Like, yeah, it was a great experience.
Yeah, it was like being at summer camp for 2 years.
That makes sense. Fun. I can see that. Yeah. Well, okay, I just got to ask this. I want to ask, okay, the bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was it like working with the bear?
Tag is his name.
Oh, Tag. Hey, hi, Tag.
It was,
what was it like working? It must be scary. I mean, because bear, I know he had a trainer on set probably and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
it's still. Well, the craziest thing about that was we wrote this episode. I don't know why. But sometimes when you write things, you don't like think about filming them. You're
just funny.
Kind of like, oh, this is a good idea. And you don't like really see it through. Yeah. So I don't know why, like, for some reason, I was like, oh, we're never going to get a bear. Like, but then we did get a bear.
You did.
And I was, some of us had no problem.
I know, I'm the idiot who these two were really terrified, and I kept going, it's like my dog. It's kind of like my pug.
Yeah.
And they were like, when it eats your head, you're not going to think it's like your pug, Lucy.
Hello, exactly.
But, yeah, I don't know. I was fine, but I'd be the first one dead.
Yeah. Come here, baby. Yeah,
I mean, literally, this 900-pound thing came out. He was 8 feet tall, 900 pounds.
Wow. Yeah.
And he came out, and you could feel him breathing. Yeah. Like, you could hear him breathing.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Colleton and I think Lambert were like, he's really cute. And I'm like, this is a bear. Like, wild bear.
It laid down with its legs back, and I remember going, oh, my dog does that. Yeah. My dog does that. And everyone was like, well, your dog.
Yeah. Everyone's like, aw.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
But, you know, Tag was great. Tag had a lot of credits. We had to work around Tag.
We did.
Okay.
Tag was a very busy bear.
Oh, he's busy. Okay.
Yeah. And he was great. The trainer was great. I can't remember his name, but.
No, that was nice. He kept you alive.
Shout out to that stranger.
Shout out to that stranger. had a bear. Okay, since the other two ladies aren't here, I'm going to ask you each to say one thing about each of them.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with Catherine Renee. And I want you each to say something about her.
Okay.
Like a compliment or just like something she doesn't want known?
Or whatever. Secrets. It's just us. No one else is wise. It's just us.
Thomas. I mean, I love Thomas. Thomas has the ability to say the thing that you never thought anyone would be able to say and get away with it and still be charming.
Okay.
She's also... This is not what you're asking. It's just what popped into my head because I just wrote her a card. And this But I was like, she is an amazing writer, and she was the best first draft writer in this group. Of like, she could take an outline and she'd write a great long scene. She would write it longer than you needed, but that's like the best for a first draft because
you can
edit it out. That's not what you're asking for.
No, I love it. No, it's perfect. It's perfect. I love it. Perfect. It's perfect. Katie?
Yeah, I would say I love Thomas. She's a really great writer, but she also has this like very... She will pick up on specifics about characters or odd situations that are so funny and relatable that you didn't think of. Like, I don't have a specific example to give you, but, like, sometimes in her writing, she would do a really specific joke about, like, a goth kid or a stagehand that it's, like, something that you... Like, I would laugh out loud reading her material and being like, oh, my gosh, I never would have thought of that, but it's so brilliant. Yeah, she's really good with, like, specific dark stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. So I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yes, everything they said. Some of my favorite lines in the series she wrote. There's a joke from Miss Bennigan that you'll see in a few episodes where she's talking about she has two snails who live in her garden, and she made up voices for the snails.
Oh, my God.
And it goes like, one of them talks like this. One of them talks like this. And it's so specific. And it was like, only Katie Thomas could think of that. And she also is so good at delivering sarcasm. Like, you just know.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, sarcasm, like, oddly, is easy to write. It's really hard to deliver.
Well, when I met her, I was like, you're so nice. I mean, she's so nice. But she's so sarcastic on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny. I guess it would be different if you're writing it. You think it's funny, but then a person has to really... It's the look... It's sometimes what they're wearing, sometimes the hair, and then the delivery, I guess, also, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Kate Lambert, who I haven't met yet, who's hilarious on the show, we'll start with you, Caitlin. Tell you something about her.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Kate Lambert is just a superstar at everything. She's a great actor. She's a great writer. Kate Lambert, you know what one of the hardest things to write is the end of a scene.
Okay.
How do you wrap up a scene? And Kate Lambert could always figure out how to wrap up a scene in a funny way and always could come up with a funny button for the end of a scene.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I never thought of that before, I guess, yeah.
It's so hard to do.
Because you can keep writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and then the scene go on for like 10 years and you're like, oh, that's too long.
Yeah. Right? I'm always like, off on awkward look. And it's like, like the cheapest way to end a scene. But Lambert can always like come up with a funny button.
That's so funny. And
that's a good one. I would say also Lambert's a great joke writer. Like really quick-witted, clever jokes. And she just is like, I don't know. She just has this incredible quick wit to her that it's like Lambert to me can outwit anybody. Like she's just so on it. But yeah, I feel like those two things, great joke writer and just a quick, smart wit.
Okay. I know. Okay. I don't know if I should say this joke, but I kept thinking of it. It's one of the jokes that didn't make it in a script, but I still think of and laugh because why it didn't make it is it's too inappropriate Lambert wrote.
Okay.
Was that it was like Jared from Subway didn't lose the weight eating Subway. It was chasing kids.
Oh, yeah. My God. I love it. I love it.
Maybe I should have
said I love it.
I'm so sorry.
The time has passed. So
he's
sorry.
In prison. It was too inappropriate, but I'm sorry. Sorry, Lambert, jokes that like stick with you and you think of, and like I've thought, like that was like probably 9 months ago Lambert pitched that joke, and I still think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I pass the Subway, I start.
Oh my God. Subway's everywhere too. The Subway's everywhere, so you've been there all the time.
She's also, I will say, she's a great actress, a really great actress, and that like she does something about comedy that like I've learned from Lambert is I'm someone who like gesticulates a lot and moves my head, it's actually better to just be still, and she can deliver so much in such with such little movement. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's so specific in her intention, so that Lambert doesn't have to do much, and you always laugh.
Well, I would say all five of you guys actually have your delivery is really good. It's all very different. All your delivery is very different, but you're right. Everybody's delivery is very specific to your character. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
All of you. Yours.
A lot.
Yeah. but it matches the snap thing. You're snapping.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So I get it. Exactly. But all five of you have very specific deliveries.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed that. Everybody's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell you, I watch the show, so I know what's going on. I watch everything. I was like, I love it. That's why this show is just so funny. You guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
I mean, anytime. You know, projects, come on. Come talk to me. Anything. Mm-hmm. But I want the cadence to have to do something else at some point. Get some rest.
We will.
Do some other stuff.
Yeah.
We'll and come back, or you'll hear from me on Twitter. Like, where are you guys? Why aren't you guys together? No. But yeah, take some rest, do some other stuff and everything. So it's coming back.
It's Tuesday's 10 Central right now, airing.
Yeah.
If you don't have cable, because a ton of people will write in and be
like,
we don't have cable, how do we watch it?
Okay.
You can purchase the season pass on Amazon or on iTunes or TVLand.com.
I'm glad you said that. Okay, good. I didn't know that. Yes. I have cable. So
yes.
I DVR it. So
a lot of people don't. Yeah.
And they're probably smarter because it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Have cable. But yes, please, wherever you can find it. And on my Facebook page, I'll be posting links and stuff so you can find it a little easier. And watch it.
Thank you.
Everybody, tell where you guys can find you on social media. So we'll start with you.
I'm on Instagram, Caitlin, CAITLANGB. Okay. And then Twitter, Caitlin_Barlow.
Yes, you are. Yes.
And I'm on Instagram with my full legal name of Katie Claire O'Brien, which I should change. And on Twitter, I think is at Katie C. O'Brien.
Yeah, I'm Twitter at Katie Colleton and Instagram at Katie Colleton, just because I like to be confused.
Yeah, we are social media whizzes.
I love it. Yeah. I do. And you guys, you have a lot of shows on AfterBuzz TV, and we have a lot of different networks on YouTube. You can go to, we have AfterBuzz TV comedies, dramas, reality shows, red carpets, sports. We have a lot of stuff. We do a lot of things here. Thanks to Maria Menounos, Karen Undergaro, who bring this to you every day. Go on iTunes, subscribe. Go on YouTube, subscribe. Go anywhere you find us and subscribe, rate, comment. If you like this show, tell me what you think about it. Let me know what's going on. Let them know what's going on. We do read and we do see all the stuff, and we appreciate being in your orbit. And you can find me where all James Law Juniors are sold, at James Law Jr. on all social media platforms. I made it easy on the social media platforms. Just James Law Jr. Just type in, it's two T's.
Smart.
Not just one, two T's for lots. So you can find me there. Thank you for watching the show, and we'll see you guys next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.